يا سير الشمس تقبليني سارة لوبيك بدري ميرابيا كدحرتيا سما سنجيب ساسري يا سير الشمس تقبليني سارة لوبيك بدري
ميرابيا
వీరవల్యపృత్యాశ్వతి
Under the Supreme.
Under the Supreme.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Devotion.
Devotion.
Sarva.
Sarva.
All.
All.
Loka.
Loka.
Planets.
Planets.
Eka.
Eka.
One.
One.
Bhaktari.
Bhaktari.
Maintainer. Translation. All saintly brahmanas thus address. Prithu Maharaj, O best of the warriors, O father of this globe, may you be blessed with long life for your great devotion for the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of all the universe. Wherefore, Prithu Maharaj is blessed by the saintly persons present at the meeting who have a long life because of his unflinching faith and his devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although one's duration of life is limited in years, if by chance one becomes a devotee, surpasses the duration prescribed for his life, these sometimes yogis die according to the wish, not according to the laws of material nature. Another feature of a devotee is that he lives forever because of his infallible devotion to the Lord. One who leaves the reputation behind and lives forever. Specifically, one who is reputed as a devotee of the Lord undoubtedly lives forever. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking with Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, what is the greatest reputation? Ramananda Rai replied that a person who is reputed as a great devotee has the greatest reputation, for a devotee not only lives forever in the Vaikuntha Planets, but by his reputation he also lives forever. World. Audience, continue. Your reputation is the purest of all. For you are preaching the glories of the most glorified of all the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the Brahmanas. Since, due to our great portion, we have you as our master, we think that we are living directly under the agency of the Lord. Therefore, the citizens declare that through being under the protection of Maharaj Prithu, they were directly under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This understanding is the proper situation of social steadiness within this material world. Since it is stated in the Vedas that the Supreme Personality of God is a maintainer and leader of all living entities, the king or executive head of the government must be a representative of the Supreme Person. Then he can claim honor exactly like the Lord's. How a king or leader of society can become the representative of the Supreme Personality of God is also indicated in this verse by the statement that because Pitu Maharaj was preaching the supremacy and glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who is therefore a proper representative of the Lord. To remain under the jurisdiction or administration of such a king or leader is the perfect status for human society. The primary responsibility of such a king or leader is to protect the Brahminical culture and cows in the state. Translation: all the saintly brahmanas thus address Pritu Maharaj, O best of the warriors, O father of the globe, may you be blessed with long life. For you have great devotion to the infallible Supreme Personality of God, who is the master of all the universe. Dear King Pritu, your reputation is the purest of all, for you have reached the glories of the most glorified of all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the brahmanas. Since you do our great portion, we have you as our master. We think that we are living directly under the agency of the Lord. But this is a praise by the brahmanas. Of course, the brahmanas were praised by Pritu, so in turn, the brahmanas are praising the king, because Pritu restored the position of the brahmanas as the performance of sacrifices, etc. Vena had stopped all the sacrifices and tormented the brahmanas. So they praise him, they praise Pritu because he has restored this aspect of society. And in this praise, they say he is Virabharya and Pita, he is best of the warriors. So the leader has to have great strength to curb the sinful activities. After they killed Vena, then the thieves began to become very powerful, and the citizens were helpless, so they needed someone powerful. So a king is necessary to exert strength when necessary. At the same time, the duty of the king is not simply to exert his power, but he has to maintain everybody properly. So he is called the father of the earth. Just as a father should maintain his children, support them, so the king has to support all the citizens and animals and plants of the earth. So his responsibility for maintaining everything. So he uses power, but so that the citizens and the living entities can be maintained in the proper state. So that is the real function of the king. So how does he have these qualities? Because he has bhakti to Achyuta. Yeah, he has bhakti to the Supreme Lord, who maintains all the planets anyway. So actually, Supreme Lord maintains everything, and the king is a reflection of that. And he maintains everybody in the kingdom, or the earth, because of the mercy of the Supreme Lord, who is the all-powerful one. So because of the bhakti of the leader, then he is endowed with qualities by which he carry out his functions and manage them properly. So they have a proper understanding of this whole system, necessary that one has devotion to the Supreme Lord. And therefore, they give blessings to Pritu to live a long time. Of course, we know that he is Shakti Vaishnavatara of the Lord, so there's no birth and death for him. He's actually eternal. Just as Narada is eternal, so Pritu Maharaj is also eternal. But he plays pastimes of appearing and disappearing like everybody else. Nevertheless, the Brahmins play their role of giving blessings of long life. In the case of Vena, they didn't want him to have a long life, so they cursed him to die. But in the case of a king who is doing his duties properly, then they wish that he continue for a long, long time. So blessing him with long life is also praise of Pritu, because they understand that he is doing his duties properly, and therefore he should continue in that position. They say that he has a Vitra Kirti, or pure fame. His fame is based upon the good activities he does, not some bad activities. Infamy like Venus, also famous, but in the wrong way. So, Pritha Maharaj is famous because of the activities he did to support the citizens and maintain the citizens. Why has he got the purest reputation? Because of his good conduct. And then they explain that he has spread the glories of the Supreme Lord, who is the most glorious, Uttama Sloka. He has revealed the great activities and qualities of the Supreme Lord, who is the most glorified of all. Of course, as Bhagavad Gita says, one who preaches my glories is very dear to me. So, Pritha Maharaj was preaching the existence, qualities, and activities of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, this is his claim to fame. He is famous because he's a great devotee of the Lord. So the Brahmanas understand that devotion is the main aspect of the king, and of course of any other person. And in this way he can rule the kingdom properly. And then they say that actually because of your good qualities, it appears that we are living under the Supreme Lord directly, because the king represents the Supreme Lord. So he's a reflection of the qualities of the Lord. In the case of Pritha, of course, because his Shaktivashal avatar is actually literally true. He is the Supreme Lord also, in a sense, because he has his special Shakti. In the case of other kings, in the Bhagavatam, like the Manus, etc., they are also empowered by the Lord. They're not given as much power as the Shaktivesh avatars, who are eternal, because they are temporary with material bodies, but they are also given powers, just as devatas and sages are also given powers by the Lord. So they got some powers which are different from those of the normal jiva. So these are called vibhutis of the Lord, special powers given to these living entities to make them outstanding. So the great kings and the devatas are called vibhutis of the Lord also. So most of the kings described in the Bhagavatam are actually also good representatives of the Lord, because they are empowered by him to carry out good instructions. And we will also see among these kings that we often get the avatars. So we get persons like Rishabha appearing, and we get Bharata appearing, and these great devotees and great kings are sometimes avatars or great devotees of the Lord. So they appear within this dynasty of empowered kings. And therefore they're acting according to the rules set up here or described here by the Brahmanas. These kings act according to the principle of protecting the citizens, and therefore exerting strength where necessary to curb the demons. And they derive this power from respect for the Supreme Lord. And they teach this throughout the kingdom. So this is the ideal position for a king. In Kali Yuga, as I mentioned, the dynasties are not there. There are different rulers manifesting in different ways through violence. And these leaders do not have this qualification at all. And therefore in Kali Yuga, this whole system of kings has become very disrespectable. And they get a bad reputation. Instead of having pure glory, pure fame, they're all infamous for all the bad activities they've done. So they all have subject to faults. So this is completely different from the kings mentioned here, who were actually empowered, especially by the Supreme Lord. So the only hope is that after Kali Yuga, then again, and Satya Yuga starts again, and then the dynasties continue again. As I mentioned, the remaining lineages are somewhere in the Himalayas, and when Satya Yuga starts, then they appear again, and they start their dynasties, and the kings appear again. So, there is rise and fall of these dynasties as we go through the different ages to Kali Yuga. And after that, then the sages and the kings, again they reestablish Dharma in Satya Yuga, and gradually it declines, whatever, and then by Kali Yuga everything is destroyed. And then at the end of Kali Yuga, a little rest period, and then again Satya Yuga starts, and the kings are reestablished, the rishis are put things in proper order, and then the whole system starts to go. So that is the general tendencies of the yugas. This story, of course, takes place in the first part of Brahma's day. That is defined with the Manvantara. But each Manvantara has these cycles of, you know, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali. So that even Swami Buddha's Manu's age, even then, there were Kali Yugas. 71 Kali Yugas were also manifested then. So the destruction of Dharma is nothing new. It happens every day at Brahma, 1,000 times when we end up with Kali Yuga. And so therefore the Lord has his representative, the Manus, there to make sure that again Dharma is established and the kings are established again and again and again. So they reign for 71 Yuga cycles to see that this takes place. Not mentioned. Just mentioned the relation with the great kings. Not really, as far as we know. Doesn't seem to. There's that purport in the first canto, but it doesn't seem to be correct because not mentioned anywhere else. And it would be a contradiction. if that would mean that the Dwapara Yuga is better than Kali, and therefore when Krishna appeared would be Kali Yuga, which would be bad, and then it would be better now, but it's opposite. So it doesn't seem to make too much sense.
What are the indications that next 10,000 years there will be ascension of Kali Yuga, the Satya Yuga? Is it the Shatrati or the Vajrayana? The next 10,000 years,
that's in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. So it's 10,000 years. It will be. Like in every age, it's not always, there's ups and downs in every age. So Satya Yuga, you get demons appearing, or Treta Yuga, you get demons appearing. And Dwapara Yuga, so many demons came and Krishna killed them. So it's not that it's always good, it's up and down like this. And in Kali Yuga, you also have ups, but generally down, but you have periods of good activity also.
What is your opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu human? So then, Satya Yuga, what is your opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement, then Satya Yuga,
then born in Satya Yuga?
Will they get born in Satya Yuga?
No, no. They say
this that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement meaning of Satya Yuga.
Well, it's like Satya Yuga, or it's much better than Kali Yuga. I've said there are periods within Kali Yuga which will be good also. So it is like Satya Yuga in the sense that there is strong devotion at the time of 10,000 years.
What did you see their day life so? What did you see? The kings, the Raja Rishis, their day lives. So they can be like them. They are like the guru for all the citizens of the world.
Yeah, they're leaders, so they are gurus in one sense, but usually the gurus are the Brahmins. So he has a guru who is a Brahmin, usually, the Kshatriya. So the Pandavas had a guru, Domya, and we'll see all these kings had gurus also. So, but generally they leave the status of guru to the Brahmins.
No,
that doesn't apply.
So anybody can become a guru
without the guru. Well, Lord Chaitanya says anyone who knows Krishna, he's qualified to teach others. Well, there he is. What? Vipra, or Sudra, or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Apart from devotees, I mean, like Mahatma Gandhi is skilled, How do you understand that statement that a person still lives? It's just in memory of people?
Well, it's a general statement. Anybody who does good things generally is remembered.
Yeah.
Historically. And bad people also, of course. Bad reputation. But not glorified with qualities. But one who has good qualities, then that's the only thing that remains after his life, is that glorification that goes on afterwards.
No, Prabhupada knew Buddha, you see, the way that the other spiritual knew the way that they could glorify the character of the pure devotee.
Yeah,
and the meditation to live eternally.
And glorified throughout the three worlds.
Yeah, live eternally also. Mm-hmm.
They're saying in when a person dies, number of people attending this just suddenly signifies how great it is.
Huh?
When somebody dies, the number of people attending this ceremony, that determines how great it is.
Oh. Well, it may or may not, depends on the situation, but for instance, we have people like Michael Jackson or something. They all come. Does that mean he's great? No. They may be famous for different reasons.
Kalandras is a human Bhagavan ki. Kalandras Maharaj ki.
Thank you.